The first reading today reminds us that the gods of the other civilization and cultures around the people of Israel, there were many gods. And the gods created humanity to serve them in not a loving way either, but in a very manipulative and very controlling ways. And we also hear stories of the gods like taking on human forms and doing all these things. For example, Zeus and things like that. He took on human forms not to do good for people, but he was busy shagging around with everybody that he found, right? So all of the ancient gods were not benevolent or very loving or kind or giving or faithful in any ways. They created humanity for their own purpose. And within the gods themselves, there were strife, division, and vying for power. There were never really unity of love, unity of purpose, unity of mission, and unity of life. We, if you don't believe me, read any of the mythologies that are out there, and they affirm that. But the God who revealed himself to the people of Israel, his chosen people, is the God who was faithful. Today, first reading is the pondering what God had done for his people, what God had done for us, what God had done when we were enslaved, not in a real way. It is the God who led us out of slavery, not just from slavery in the physical sense, but slavery to sin, slavery to this world, and slavery to the manipulation and lies of society. It's God who had always been faithful and draw us out of ourselves for a deeper relationship, a deeper love of him, and in order to love others through him. Which leads us toward St. Matthew's version of the gospel today, where we are being reminded that whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Or he reminds us that all of us, what profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? I see this in the military a lot. And as a matter of fact, I had to change out of my uniform early this morning because I was in morning formation with the trainees at 6 in the morning. But I see a lot of young people burning themselves out because they want to make rank, because they want to make more money, and they want to have more power. But at what cost? This is what the world wants of us. You're only good if you're somebody. You're only good if you stand out or appeal to other people. You're only good if you can do this or that, if you get the notice. That's why we have YouTube. That's why we have TikTok. That's why we have all these trends online that draw our young people to do stupid stuff in order to stand out. But at what cost? None of that makes sense at all until we realize that the only thing that set us free, the only one that set us free, it's God and his love for us. St. Clare, whom we celebrate today, did just that. At the age of 18 years old, she left everything behind, a daughter of a noble family. She had it all. She left everything behind to follow the life that was set forth by St. Francis. If you've ever been to Assisi, you know that going up to Assisi, if you're looking at Assisi from afar, the left-hand side of the Basilica of St. Francis, there's the upper and bottom basilica. Everybody goes there. But if you go up that hill, and especially the parking lot where all the bus kind of stop, you go up to that one entrance, you turn right. There's a small church that the Basilica of St. Clara is small, unpretentious, and there it still shows the habit that she wore when she was alive, and it had patches everywhere. It made out of the bags that were used to store things. St. Clare was so radical that she told her sisters that there should be no communal ownership of anything. They were to live radically and dependent on people's generosity, the Dominican way of life. As a matter of fact, it was so radical that the Holy Father had to tone her down. Said, hey, you still need some communal property so that you can build a house so that the sisters have some stability there. So even now, today, within the Poor Clares, there's two interpretations of what St. Clare said. Some really took it to heart that they own nothing at all. Even the community themselves do not own their own property. They live that radical life of dependency on Christ. And some do, so that they can build up a monastery and a cloister for the sisters so that they can be secluded from the world. But imagine that. Claire, a young girl of 18 years old, who left everything behind because she loved Christ. I'm not asking you to be the same, but I'm asking you to love Him. This is what we can do, to love Him. Not only to use Him, but to love Him. It's easy to use God. It's easy to play with God. It's easy for us to manipulate and somehow make God into our own butler. But our God had always been a loving God, a faithful God, a genuine God, the God who sought us out first, the God who frees us from the enslavement of this world, the enslavement to sins, so that we can be free as sons and daughters of Him. Love God. Choose Him first, and no matter what's happened going on in your life right now, in your own proper state of life, let everything else be secondary. Seek first the kingdom of God.